Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we are going to learn 103, a French test. But first, let's review what we've learned last time. Now ready? Listen to the tape.
Read Jimmy's card to me, please, Penny. I have just arrived in Scotland.And I'm staying at a youth hostel. Eh? He says he's just arrived in Scotland. He says he's staying at a youth hostel. You know, he's a member of the YHA. The what? The YHA, Mum.The Youth Hostels Association. What else does he say? I'll write a letter soon. I hope you are all well. What? Speak up, Penny. I'm afraid I can't hear you.
He says he'll write a letter soon. He hopes we are all well. Love, Jimmy.
Is that all? He doesn't say very much, does he?
He can't write very much on a card, Mum.
Yes, great. And now let's look at the picture. What are they doing? Yes, they are reading a letter. And then look at the next one. What are they doing? They are taking an exam.So, when you have an exam, how do you feel? Okay, now today we are going to learn 103. First, let's see the new words and expressions. The first one, exam, 考试, exam. Pass, 及格, pass. 数学, mathematics, 或者我们可以说 math.Question, 问题 question. Easy, 容易的 easy. Enough, 足够的 enough. Paper, 考卷 paper. Fail, 失败 fail. Answer, 回答 answer. Mark, 分数 mark. Rest, 其他的东西 rest.Difficult, 困难的 difficult. Hate, 讨厌 hate. Low, 低的 low. Chair, 振作 chair. Guy, 家伙 guy. Top, 上方顶端 top. Okay, now let's play a game. Who has a sharp eye?当我出现单词的时候，请大家尽快地读出它。好，那么下面我们就来看这些单词都怎么样用吧。第一个单词 example， OK， exam， 考试，它的全称 examination。我们经常搭配的短语有 pass an exam， fail an exam， a final exam， a midterm exam。那如果是考试作弊 cheat in an exam. 第二个词 pass, 通过 pass in 后面加具体的学科，比如说只有十名同学通过了英语的考试 only 10 students passed in English. Pass 还有传递的意思 pass something to somebody or pass somebody something. For example, please pass me the paper. That meansPlease pass the paper to me. Next one. Mathematics. 数学简称 math. 她数学不好。She is poor at mathematics. 你擅长数学吗? Are you good at math? 还有一些学科我们来复习一下。中文课 Chinese. 英文课 English. 历史课 History. 生物课 Biology.地理学 geography, 化学 chemistry, 物理 physics. 下一个单词 question， 常用的短语 ask a question， answer a question。For example, may I ask you a question? 好，也有询问和审问的意思。I will question him about what he was doing yesterday. Okay, next one. Easy. 它的反义词是 difficult. 今天在文章中这两个词都会出现。It is an easy question. It is an easy job. Easy to do something. 我们固定的句型常用。It is easy for somebody to do something. It is easy for Lucy to learn English. Lead an easy life. 过上安逸的生活。Make yourself easy. 请放心。口语中我们会说 I'm easy. 那就是我很随便无所谓哪一个都行。Take it easy. 放心好啦，别着急。So easy. 真容易啊。下一个词 enough， 足够的。注意，我们用形容词的时候，经常把 enough 要放在后面。Good enough, big enough, small enough, pretty enough. This room is big enough to live in. You are not old enough to do it. 如果加名词的时候，我们可以放在前面。Enough time, enough money.Do you have enough chair for everyone? Okay, next one, paper. Paper, 当不可数名词的时候，它是表示纸。A piece of paper, a sheet of paper. 表示考卷的时候，我们是可数的。A math paper. 我们还可以把它变成 newspaper. A daily newspaper, an evening newspaper. 下一个词 fail.不及格 ，fail the exam。那么当失败讲的时候，它的反义词是 succeed。好，我们常用的短语有 fail to do something。For example, I failed to see him this afternoon。我今天下午没有见着他。Okay, next one, answer。回答 ，He doesn't want to answer me。回信 answer the letter. 接电话 please answer the phone. 那 answer 还有名词答案的意思。Do you know the answer to this question? Okay, next one, mark. A high mark, 高分数 A low mark, 低分数。当 mark 用作名词时，我们会搭配 make a mark.Okay, next words, rest. The first question is difficult, but the rest are pretty easy. 可以当复数的其他事情讲，也有表示余下的部分。The rest of the world, the rest of my life, the rest of her money. 当然也可以做休息的意思。Take a rest, have a rest.Okay, next one, difficult. 刚才我们讲了它的反义词 easy. The question is too difficult for me to answer. Okay, next one, hate. I hate cats. Hate doing something. She hates cooking. 那 hate to do 则表示一次的行为， hate doing 则表示一种习惯和爱好。比如说Hey guys, I hate to say, but you are wrong. Okay, next word, low. A low wall, a low roof, a low price, a low temperature. 当我们指声音的时候，可以搭配这些短语。In a low voice. 那么 low season 是什么意思呢？对了，是淡季。反义词 high season, 旺季。Okay, next one.Chair, 振作。The news cheered the family. 这个消息让全家人都高兴起来。Cheerleader, 啦啦队队长。Cheer up, 经常用于鼓励别人。Okay, next one, top, 上方。前十名我们说 top ten. 它的反义词是 bottom. 下面的短语在山顶 at the top of the mountain. 在纸的上方, on the top of the paper, or we can say at the top of the paper. 好,那我们现在就来走进今天的课文吧。Now let's watch the video and answer this question. How long did the exam last? Ready? Now let's listen.
How was the exam, Richard?
Not too bad. I think I passed in English and mathematics. The questions were very easy. How about you, Gary?
The English and maths papers weren't easy enough for me. I hope I haven't failed.
I think I failed the French paper. I could answer 16 of the questions. They were very easy, but I couldn't answer the rest. They were too difficult for me.
French tests are awful, aren't they?
I hate them. I'm sure I've got a low mark.
Oh, cheer up. Perhaps we didn't do too badly. The guy next to me wrote his name at the top of the paper.
Yes.
Then he sat there and looked at it for 3 hours. He didn't write a word.
Lesson 103 怎样成为一个有智慧的人？华人很像希腊人，喜欢追求智慧，所以一直会去找捷径。学习时就可以找学习的窍门，以为可以一劳永逸。做生意就在成功富人的传奇中找出做生意的智慧。做政客就不断请客送礼，攀关系，寻找自己的贵人，帮助自己飞黄腾达。犹太人则喜欢追求神迹，因为既然神迹是由神行出来的，那么得到神迹了，就追求得到上帝了。我们忘记了，这是一个是非颠倒的有罪的世界，所以我们也应当颠倒自己的罪恶思维，才能得到反面的真理。所以我们在圣经里看到一个很穷很软弱的无法战胜十字架钉在上面的上帝，他没有半点技巧，是个苦干家。他传道时在一个村庄传道之后就去另一个村庄，面对凡来求助于他的人，他要一个一个医治。他常常忙得顾不上吃饭，门徒们也这样跟着居无定所，餐风露宿。在聪明人看来他很笨，在敬畏神明的人看来他太寒酸，没有上帝的荣耀。但是在我们看来，基督总被上帝的能力，上帝的智慧。所以你若想要在上帝面前做一个有智慧的人，就请你跟随上帝的智慧，学他柔和谦卑的样式，勤恳地服侍着那些有需要的穷人。求主帮助我们更好地服侍人。奉主耶稣基督的名。